from ABC News. I'm Brian Clark. The cleanup is underway in Nebraska after severe weather, including powerful tornadoes, moved through the eastern part of the state. Hundreds of homes were destroyed or damaged in the Omaha neighborhood of Elkhorn. Jason Sunday's home that he moved into last month is gone.
Pretty devastating. It was my wife and I's dream home. We're thankful to be alive.
And authorities are crediting early warnings for minimizing injuries. There were also no deaths reported. There's worries about severe weather today for a wide swath of the country, ranging from Missouri to Texas. Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs said she's deeply concerned about the freight train derailment near the Arizona-New Mexico state line. The train was carrying gas. It caught fire, and this witness saw what happened next.
The puff got bigger and bigger, and then boom! All of a sudden, there was this huge explosion of fire and black smoke.
No injuries have been reported, but part of I-40 is closed. Amtrak service is suspended and evacuations have been ordered. Protests over the war in Gaza continue on college campuses across the country. The epicenter, Columbia University in New York City. ABC Stephanie Ramos has more on the protests and counter-protests.
Students calling on schools to divest from companies that profit from ties to Israel.
These protests are being labeled as anti-Semitic, which is really, really a false statement.
Bring them home! Bring them home!
Outside Columbia University, pro-Israel counter-protesters calling for the release of hostages.
The release of hostages must come first and foremost in order to end the suffering on both sides.
Jewish students called on Columbia to keep every student safe.
Former President Trump's longtime assistant Rona Graff testified that he kept contact information of two women he's accused of paying hush money to. You're listening to ABC News. Two deputies in Polk County, Florida, were shot overnight in Lakeland, one in critical but stable condition, the others in stable condition. The suspect killed in a gun battle. Police say the deputies were investigating a suspicious vehicle. In Washington, D.C., five people suffered non-life-threatening injuries after a fight inside of a bar spilled outside. Five people were shot. Assistant Police Chief Ramey Kyle said,
"We do want to thank our partners, the United States Secret Service, who responded quickly with us and were able to help us secure the scene and effect this arrest."
This week's news that inflation came in hotter than hoped has people wondering why. And ABC's Sherry Preston says one reason, the cost of getting around.
Gas prices were up again last month to a national average of $3.66 a gallon compared to $3.54 in February. New car prices also steadily rising along with car insurance rates. All of it leading to a 0.3% rise in prices from February to March. Another sign the Fed is likely not going to lower interest rates in June. The next rate cut now probably won't come until September.
There's outrage over bail for a Michigan woman who allegedly drove into a child's birthday party last weekend at a boat club while drunk. Nicholas Phillips is a relative of the 8-year-old girl and her 4-year-old brother who were both killed.
I don't understand how a justice system can give a woman like that bail.
She's charged with two counts of second-degree murder. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.